meant and how you felt it went.
Oh, it went good. I'd like to wait and see what happens. Obviously, we argued our case. My lawyer definitely did a great job, and I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
What happens?
Yeah.
Today's a phenomenal day.
Yeah.
That
you had the chance to
Have the chance to come up here and to make it to where we've made is phenomenal.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about Eris?
Eris.
She's your only child?
She's my only little girl.
Yeah.
She's my sparkle, my twinkle.
Yeah.
She's phenomenal.
Yeah.
She's awesome. I call her my petal. That's my little nickname for her.
Okay.
She's everything.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm fighting so hard is to get her back to the safe place. And I told her I would do everything in my power to get her, do everything I could to get her back safe. And that's what Daddy's doing.
Yeah. Does she understand the scale of this thing?
No, I don't talk about it with her. I keep her completely out of it. It's not for her to know at this age. When she's older, she's definitely going to know it.
Yeah.
But at this point, I'd rather her to play with her dolls and all that instead of being concerned about, big court battles.
Yeah. And when was the last time you saw her?
Saw her in July.
Okay.
I was over there for a few days.
Yeah.
And I've seen her twice since she was sent back to Scotland.
Understood. Yeah. And do you speak to her on Skype? Or?
Occasionally. Yeah. It's starting to get further and further apart.
Yeah.
But I definitely try as much as I can.
Yeah.
Definitely as possible. Time difference is hard.
Yeah.
But when I can, I definitely try to make an appointment.
And how is that for you, just not being able to see her and speak to her?
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible. That's my little girl.
Yeah.
I was raising her for 10 months by myself. I had her for basically, a year and a half before then, living here in the United States.
Yeah.
And I had 20 minutes to say goodbye. So, and after that, to be with a mother that proved herself to be a habitual drunk.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah.
So,
are you concerned about her being raised by Lynn over there?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody has proven themselves that way, of course I'm concerned.
Yeah.
That's one of my biggest fears.
Yeah. Would you like Eris to be raised as an American or?
It doesn't matter. I want her to be safe.
Yeah.
I want her to be in a safe environment. No matter where she is, as long as she's safe.
Yeah.
And I mean, proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Is that if they, if I've proven myself, she's proven the way she is, I've proven the way I am.
Yeah.
So you got to take that into account.
Could I ask about that October 2011 when you had 20 minutes to say goodbye? What did you say to her? Just
it was horrible.
Yeah.
I just said to hang on.
Yeah.
She didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
So she.
We go over and see what they need.
She was. She didn't understand. She didn't know. She was looking at me for answers.
Yeah.
I couldn't give it to her.
Yeah. So you're just fighting for the chance to have the opportunity to make your case.
Right. We presented all the evidence, and it was obviously it looked. The courts just kind of looked the other way and seemed. Have somebody else take a look at what happened. The right to appeal.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
To have that is a big thing.
Yeah. And this is obviously about your family.